The comments within the following podcast are those of any show hosts and not representative of any company in which the show hosts may represent. Welcome everybody to White Cane Travel. This is podcast number 13 of the podcast series. On this edition of the podcast, I am going to be along by myself with some training that I did for an agency, which is really why I built the website, whitecanetravel.com. You will hear some of the voices of the people that are at this agency, but to protect their identities, no names have been given. When I initially started the recording, I was told who was in the room, but I was politely asked not to have names given to protect everybody's identity. This training was done after my work shift, and so I had about 14 people, including some of the people that work with me who are staff of this particular agency. For the history and why I started White Cane Travel, please go over to our website at whitecanetravel.com, and on the homepage you'll see a little bit of a history. The agency in question has asked us not to release their name, and we have not linked to the agency via the website. After a little bit of editing, the presentation will last you about 33 minutes. For those of you who are sighted, this is just a starting point. And those of you who are blind or newly blinded, it could be a refresher course, and it is my experience, of course, but each person is going to be different, and it's always good to ask questions when you encounter a blind person. You know, do you need help? Do you need this? Do you need that? You know, and let them tell you what they need, and let them tell you how they want to be guided. I give potential use cases where I show the particular people how things should be done, but leave it to the discretion of the blind person how they should be particularly helped. I hope that you will enjoy the presentation, and we'll have a lot more coming up on future podcasts, including talking about canes and vehicles and other odds and ends that might come up. And if you have any questions, please contact us. We are looking forward to hearing what you have to say about each and every podcast. Our comment lines are open at contact@whitecanetravel.com, and for now, 206-222-3143. So, without any further ado, let's go ahead and get started with this presentation. And when it's over, I'll come back with full contact information for the White Cane Travel team, besides the email address I gave above. Hope everyone will enjoy the program as much as I have putting it together for you. The opinions expressed are those of the show hosts and may not represent any company in which the show hosts may represent. Thanks for listening. All right, so I'm your first visually impaired consumer. So there was some confusion of how I was to travel. And so we thought it would be a good idea for me to come in and train you guys, because I won't be here forever. And so then you guys can take that and some knowledge. Maybe we'll do some training if you guys, you know, need some one-on-one, and make sure that you guys understand sort of the basics of, or what we call in the blind community, orientation and mobility. So I brought a second cane with a different tip, but it is jagged right there. So they don't want us using canes like that, because they'll just end up breaking, and then you know, we could be in the middle of nowhere and not have a cane. Some canes can be changed. So I brought samples of tips, although they do go on specific canes, but not on the ones that I have with me. So out of its bag, it'll be like that, and it would fit a specific kind of cane. It does roll, and some people would use it in different techniques. All right, since I don't have my copy of my outline with me, since I was kind of somewhat rushed this morning, I think our first set is indoor. So, what's first? Oh, the difference between canes, right?
Yeah.
So, there are long canes, which don't fold. And some people will use them because either they grew up with them or they prefer them over different kinds. Each person's going to have their own way of making sure that it's safe and secure. Some of them will actually collapse. Instead of being like this, you know, folded up, they'll actually collapse into one. And then, of course, you have these, which will fold up and fit into a pouch. I don't have another pouch I can show you, but I can take it off. So, most of the pouches will be like that. It'll have a belt clip, and you can even hook it on, which is what I do. I'll just hook mine on right here, and then it will stay. And I'm actually trying out with this cane. It's a ball. It makes the cane heavier. If you guys want to pass it around, it makes it heavier. You can compare that with this to see the difference. They're both aluminum canes. And so each person's going to have their preference. I actually have ones that glow in the dark, but they are being repaired right now. If you are trying to unfold it, you will take the loop off. Through the top, and then it will open. What's next?
Using sighted guide.
Oh, sighted guide. Mm-hmm. So there are different types of methods for sighted guide. Usually what we're going to do is we are going to hold on to your elbow, depending on your height. Usually it's the elbow or the wrist. So you're going to hold them, if I may, mm-hmm. like that. And then you're going to walk. So, okay? Now, if there's a door or a table, you know, they're going to stop, and then they're going to, you know, either give us direction to go around or, you know, depending on what's happening. If there's stairs, you know, what you'll do is you're going to stop and wait for us to recognize that there's something there, and then you'll give us verbal direction on whether it's up or down. And if there's a rail, it'd be best for us to use that. Okay. Thank you very much. It's a sighted guide. What else?
If objects are high.
Oh, high objects. I had an incident where one of the coaches, I was in the gym. He kept telling me that, you know, to watch my head, but I wasn't sensing anything. So in that case, we'll use our hand and we'll go like this. And then we can find it and try and navigate it. And if you're guiding us, that's where you and your eyes need to be cautious of where we are relative to height. Okay, next.
Escalators.
If you're guiding us, make sure you get us holding on. Otherwise, the cane will tell you. Then we switch hands and hold on. If we're using our right hand, it's best to hold on with the right hand. We'll switch and hold the cane with our left. And then we will go ahead and go up. And then either our foot or the cane will tell us we're at the top, and then we'll go. We'll use our technique, depending on, you know, if we're by ourselves or whether we're with somebody. Chairs? Well, you can use your cane, especially if you're by yourself, because it will tell you. But if you're, you know, using sighted guide, it would be best for us to be, you know, told, you know, where's the chair, and, you know, make sure that we're seated before you find yours. Just like, you know, Patty's done with me in here, you know, made sure that, you know, I knew where the chair was before, you know, especially if I was holding on.
Sometimes I'll guide you from the cafeteria entrance towards the table door, and what I'll do is I'll tell them, well, watch your step here, or there's something here, and then I direct him. And usually he's really good at following my voice.
Yeah. And always, like, if you want to, you know, take my elbow, because it's better that way, especially if we're carrying trays, it would be best to let him know that this is what you're doing, because some people are like, no, I can do it, or that's not how you're supposed to do it, so you should always ask and make sure that they are okay with asking, you know, with what your intention is. You should always tell them what your intention is.
Taking shortcuts to the
ropes. All right, shortcuts. If it's a safe shortcut, by all means. But my experience is that I was once taking a shortcut. I didn't even know where I was going, but I had to get up on a planner, you know, get off of a planner. It was like, okay, this isn't right. So if there's like a shortcut where we can walk safely, it's always best to do that instead of trying to cut through planners and do that, because we have no bearing And the canes, you know, none of the canes, whether you use this tip or that tip or these tips, they're not going to, it's just going to get stuck on the grass or, you know, in the planter, and then we're going to have other problems.
So it's best to stay on even pavement?
When possible. I mean, even if it's uneven pavement, if it's safe, then that would be the best way to go. Yeah, when in a crowded environment, and we are using our canes. So I'll use this one for example. This cane's about had it. when we use them, it's like this. The finger, the one index finger is always on the grip. The other fingers are around it. When you shorten it, you're just moving the cane and moving your hand down. And this way, you can still use the cane, but and you still might trip people. But when we're navigating among busy places, it's best to do that. And if I didn't mention it, the canes should probably go up to here. This one, as you can tell, is a little bit short.
So the middle, like,
so
up
like
by your chest.
Yeah. So this
someone
is
like me,
the 51.
Really short. I like customizing that.
So it's supposed to be right here.
So when you order it, do you give them specific measurements?
Yes, this okay. This is a 54 inch. And this one was measured at 51.5. This one was measured at 51.5. So
but the ball gives it
a little bit more, yeah, a little bit more, but a little bit more is better. The glow greens that I actually have, I have 154 and 156 with tips similar to this one, which makes it, and I've used both, and they're both fine. I saw somewhere that we should have it measured to our chin, but that makes the cane way too large. I'd be, you know, looking at a 60-some inch cane. Yes, it could tell you more, but that might not always be a good thing.
So we're going to move to outdoor?
Outdoor? Mm-hmm. When you use the cane, we could use the different types of techniques where you can either drag it like this. Although, this is going to be a personal preference. Or you can go like this. It's called a constant contact or a touch technique. So, let me know what ahead of where I am.
A wall and a door.
So, it let me know ahead of where I am so that I can figure out, okay, what's there? Oh, you know, it's a wall. I can then go to it, and then I can figure out, maybe put my hand out.
Oh, it's a door.
Okay. But each person's going to do it their own way. Actually, Lester caught me at my own game. There was over at Van Owen and Van Nuys, there's that pole on the northwest side of the street. And I was trying to keep myself shortened up because there were people coming, but I wasn't using the cane correctly, and me and the cane almost hit the pole. Okay. So it's always a good idea that we always use our canes correctly. And so it is definitely important that we use whatever technique is easiest for us, But as long as we're using it correctly, we're good.
What about high objects out the door?
High objects, same as before. With trees, you know, if we sense that the tree is there, you know, again, put your free hand up and make sure that, you know, you give yourself enough clearance. Even that's not all that good. That's going to be, you know, a personal preference per se, whether or not, you know, they use that technique. You know, again, sighted guide the same way as I showed you before. You know, if you're coming to a curb and you guys need a cross, make sure that you are definitely, you know, aligned with the curb. And when it's time to go, you go first.
So,
at streets.
Yeah, crossing the street.
Crossing the streets, I can take... well, I could take you guys out for, you know, a demo if you'd like, but basically there is a specific method that we should use. Maybe I can borrow a chair as a backdrop. So if, let's see, okay, so... that'll work. So if the chair is the curb, we line up with it and making sure that the cane is against the curb. Maybe yeah that's better. Okay, so always like that. We can probably shorten up, you know, just to give the car some room. And when it's time to go, you just put your cane out. And what I've been taught to do more recently because of what's happened to me, go like this. Make sure the cars see that you are there before you cross. Some people... may not. I never did for a while because I had no reason to. But I've had some incidents here in the past that have really gotten me to think about whether I'm as safe as I can possibly be. And I've relearned a couple of different techniques since that. Now I'm actually feeling like I'm okay now. That is a good thing. If you are crossing, let's say, from the northwest, let's see, to the southwest, we would be going with the cars that are going straight with us. If you're going from the southwest back to the northwest, you go with the cars coming towards you. So it's a little confusing. You know, if you want some specific training on that, we can do some one-on-one either today or another day. So it just depends on where you are and what you know, what's happening. And we are trained on various kinds of lights. Like we are trained on left turns and right turn arrows and all these various crazy lights you guys just take for granted. You know, we're trained on how to cross every single one of them. For example, Sepulveda and Van Owen, the cars are making a left-hand turn first before we go. On a right-hand turn, I think over by my house at DeSoto and Ventura, right-hand cars... tend to go first, but that corner is a little interesting on its own.
So you have to memorize
everything. If you're at a corner for the first time, your best bet is to, you know, hang out, you know, see, you know, what you can detect. You know, there are people who travel who cannot see at all. I do have some peripheral vision, and that can help, but like it was this morning, it was bad this morning. I could have done it, but with the weather the way it was, it probably was better that I took the transportation I ended up taking to get to work this morning, because it just didn't feel right to me with all that lightning. You know, the cars are crazier when it rains. And I actually almost got hit because the car.
Not today.
Oh. Not today. But when I was crossing the last time it rained, the car pulled out to make a right-hand turn. And luckily, I was still on the corner, you know, trying to figure out what, you know, what's happening. And even when it was time for me to go, the car was still in the middle of the intersection. I could go nowhere. So, you know, that's part of the deal we have. And it makes it very dangerous. So you can imagine, you know, using a cane trying to cross a street. And, you know, like now it would be no problem. I can take you guys out and I could do it. But this morning, probably not.
It's raining hard.
Yeah, not so much.
Also, I've noticed when walking with you, I've directed you how big the step is. Like, oh,
yes.
It's pretty big, and then you'll fill it out with your cane.
Yes.
And then you'll make a big step.
Yes, that can help. The big step is over here, just down the street from where we are. You know, over at that alleyway, which I really don't like crossing. Because there's no way for me to know it's time to cross. Because the cars will turn. So, that corner over there where the Jack in the Box is my problem corner, if you will. What's next?
I think we mentioned crossing the street from northwest to northeast.
Yep.
And then the next one will be sighted guide outdoor.
Sighted guide outdoor. It's the same as indoor, but you have a little more freedom. And it's always important to, you know, just relax your arm and let us, you know, sort of, you know, figure out, you know, which way you're going and how, you know, and your pace. You go at your own pace. So always remember that you should go at your own pace, especially when we're outside. Don't let us dictate your pace.
And then, so we're done with the outline. So the next page is notations.
Notations?
Was there anything? I printed them out, so it's standing in line.
Oh, standing in line? In cafes and things?
Mm-hmm.
You can ask for directions. You know, like, look, do you want us, you know, us to take your tray, or can I give you assistance? And then, you know, again, you know, helping them to their table, but making sure that they're okay with taking your arm, you know, taking your elbow, like Jackie's done with me. You know, I'm going to take your arm.
I don't know, it's cold.
Yeah, but it's better that you let me know instead of just doing it, and I'm going, all right, what the, you know, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
So,
never grab a person's cane.
Never grab their cane. So, if I'm using my cane, and you see I need help, Patty isn't going to just grab it, right?
No.
You're not just going to grab it, because,
no.
Okay? That's what it's supposed to be. I was a little fast, but basically they're here to ask if you need help. You know, some people, you know, have never been trained, so they'll just grab the cane and take you across the street. And when we try to tell them, they are, you know. But even you know, they'll take the cane and you and take, you know, it's like take you across the street and you're trying to figure out the light, right? So, always make sure that we are aware of what's happening. You know, you can ask us if we need that help.
When giving direction,
over there, over here, that way, this way, no good.
Can you be more specific to
yes.
your left?
Yes.
Right?
When, you know, today I was going, you know, making deliveries, you know. All right, supervisor, you know, which way are we going to get to this department? Very specific. Turn left out here, turn right over there, take these elevators, make a left, you know, make a right. It took us a little while, but we got there. It wasn't a direct right. It was sort of like a kitty corner type of thing. And we asked for, you know, assistance. All right, we're looking for this department. And they said we were supposed to go out of this elevator, but I can't find it. So they were able to give us some assistance.
So it's better to be specific, right?
Yes. Like Jackie said, you know, this, you know, if you know, we're in the cafe and you say this way, we can pretty much understand what that is because, you know, we can follow your voice. But when you're giving us directions to go somewhere.
Or if it's a new place, because, for example, in the cafeteria, you're already familiar with the area. So
yes.
I stay close to you, but then I'll say, okay, Jared, so over here. And I'm like just a few feet away from him, so he's... could still follow. But if it's a new area, then obviously it'd be easier for you to hold on to my elbow.
Or if you feel it's safer, like if I'm carrying a tray with two hands, you know, you can ask if, you know, an arm, you know, if you can take an arm.
And then sighted guide is also sometimes referred to as human.
Human guide. So some people may call it human guiding, especially if you're using a dog. But yeah, that's something I actually didn't know. So that was something of interest to me.
Mm-hmm. And then differences in types of visual impairments?
Yeah, see that? I'm not too... I put that at the end mainly for you guys to look up. I know I'm peripheral, left eye. There are totals. There are partials that don't need canes, but they need other assistance. I'm going to let you guys look up the differences. And, you know, you can ask me, but if I don't know, then, I could refer you guys to... Braille Institute actually has an app which will give you different aspects of blindness on how people see. I forget its name offhand, but if you look up Braille Institute in your app store, you should find it. It's free. So it'll, like you say, I want to see, you know, someone who's, you know, a high partial. You know, they'll probably show you stuff as though a high partial, you know, could see it. I'm not too versed on that, I'm sorry. I was sort of wanting clarification from the person who recommended that because I just don't have that knowledge.
You said you were peripheral, Jared?
Yeah, peripheral, left eye. So, you know, the corner of my eye is it. Like, I know the door's there, I know Patty's there. But like if Patty wasn't speaking and somebody was at the door, I wouldn't know who it was.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you guys have any questions? What's your favorite cane or your preference?
My favorite cane is the glow green. You've seen me with it in places. You know, around the hospital, actually glow. I prefer it. I've actually had better luck with it. Although, this tip is kind of interesting because I've never used this type of tip. And I've actually had some good luck. Ever since I've gotten it, I think I've had some success. Like I said, it makes the cane, you know, heavier. But I wanted actually a blue highlight instead of the golf grip, and I've got my reasons why. But most of the canes you're going to see, we call these golf grips. We call these golf grips. And most canes are going to be like this one, where it's going to have white and then the red. And then, you know, depending on what color tip they choose at the end. Yes, that's what these, I believe that's what these are. So, I can pass this, this is a different size. They come in different inches, you know, different widths to fit different canes. Is there any other? Do you guys need demos of anything? Oh, steps? Did I cover steps?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you can just shove that back in its bag.
Okay.
The steps are a little interesting. I think I did. But basically, if we don't have anything to hang on to, and I can give you guys a demo out here. Basically, the cane's held like this, and we can, when you're going up, it's going like this, and then when we go down, it's this motion, and then when we get to the top, we do a clearing motion, one, two, and then, you know, we know we're at the bottom, and we can go off the last step, and so forth. You know, when you're using sighted guide, you know they should wait at the top. You know, when they get to the bottom, they go off the last step. We know that they're standing still. When we get to the last step, we go down, and then you know we proceed on.
So if someone wants to give you some instructions, what's your preferred way of communication?
Most people...
Is it email? Your app will...
Well, my phone can, yes, but if it's, you know, if we're out in public, you know, email's not always going to work. So, you know, verbal communication's always good. But if you guys have questions... you can email me. I didn't put my email on that because I didn't know exactly how we were going to do this, but you can ask Patty or one of my coaches for my email. I'll welcome questions. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast, everybody. Here is our full contact information. I can be contacted by telephone at 818-921-4976 if you would like to reach me live. There are times I'm not available, but you can leave a message with a callback number, and I'll make sure to call you back at my convenience. You can also send an email, as I mentioned at the top of the program, to the White Cane Travel Contact Team. Our email address is simply contact, that's contact, at whitecanetravel.com. You can also check out our email list and subscribe to it, and ask any questions there. Myself, John, and other users are more than welcome to answer any questions that you may have. Learn more on our website at whitecanetravel.com. The list is called Mobility Discuss. You may also find resources, links of interest, and other information that might be of interest on our website as well. You can also contact us through our website, where all of our information is made available, as well as a contact form if you wish to use that specific form. If you would like to check out our blog, you may do so. We have articles, we have opinions, and other informational pieces as well. And the blog URL is on our website as well. I hope that you all will enjoy the resources we have to offer you and have enjoyed this podcast. And we will be back with another edition of our podcast real soon here on White Cane Travel.